we choose a topic that is timely and people would have interest in. And then we invite three people in to give 15-minute kind of TED Talks about their experience in this particular world. And for this one, it's franchising.
Grow Haze has a busy calendar coming up. Executive Director Doug Williams stops by to talk about all their upcoming events at Grow Haze and Brief Space on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We've got an active fall planned. Hard to believe it's fall, but here we are. And we do have some events going on here in the next few weeks, next couple of months, that are going to be really good.
Yeah, let's talk about some of these. I know we spoke last week with, I forget his title, but David Klingon from your office there, about the Ice House class coming up. And of course, James Robin was here with us a few weeks ago as well with coordinator Chris Munch. Let's talk about that, though, because that's coming up
September 20th. It starts
soon.
It's an 8-week course. It starts September 20th. And it's the Ice House class, which we have kind of rebranded as Think Like an Entrepreneur. That is more aptly, people understand that better than Ice House. It is the story of a ice house operation in the South and the owners starting to that business and growing to that business and the trials and tribulations that business owners face. But it's all about entrepreneurship. So we brand it as Think Like an Entrepreneur. It is taught by Chris Munch, who couldn't be anybody better to teach a class like that because he's a classic entrepreneur himself. And it goes for 8 weeks. And each class is a couple hours and goes over a different topic or a different challenge that business owners make. And it's a really good class and a really good opportunity for any even existing business owner to go through, but also if somebody has that hankering to be out on their own, somebody like that. And I know you've been through it, so mm-hmm. you are kind of familiar with how it all works. But I would encourage anybody that has that entrepreneurial mind or wants to understand the entrepreneurial mindset better to enroll in this class.
Yeah, and you know, we talked a little bit about it with Chris as well a couple weeks ago. It's really also cool to just kind of get into the room with those entrepreneurs and have those conversations. And there's such a really tight-knit and great community of entrepreneurs here in Ellis County. And this is a way to kind of tap into that.
Absolutely. I think the biggest benefit, or certainly as good as the content is, the interaction with people going through the class, as well as they typically have speakers come in. I know Mike Keller has been a regular at Big Creek Restoration. He has come over and talked and always does a great job, as do several others that come in and kind of tell their story and talk about the challenges they have faced and the successes and what finally drove them to take the leap to get into business, that type of thing. So it really is a great opportunity for people to engage in a class and with other people of a like mind that can be real assets to them, not only in the class environment, but on an ongoing basis. I know a lot of the people who have gone through the class met these people, reach out to them often, and they're great resources for them.
Yeah, that collaboration. Almost everybody I meet seems to have that real deep desire to help Ellis County, help their fellow entrepreneurs, and really strengthen everything together. But one of the things that really I appreciated when I went through this was how informal it is. I was expecting to be, you know, kind of inundated and an intimidating series with the heavy hitter entrepreneurs here in Ellis County, but it really wasn't that. It was just kind of a nice, relaxed atmosphere.
It is. And of course, any environment where Chris Munch is teaching is going to be pretty laid back and pretty relaxed. But it's a great give and take, some fun, a lot of fun, you know, and some jabs and that kind of thing. But it is a great environment, and he makes it that way. The people taking the course make it that way. So I would encourage anybody that has any interest in that they should reach out and sign up for this class, because it's going to be a great one.
Yeah, and just real quick before we get on to the next event that we want to talk about, you know, the price is right, too, because you're going to get fed. And it's, I think, your pitch to me when you got me enrolled was, you're going to pay for the meals anyway. You might as well get the lessons along with it.
Yeah, it's a cheap entry. I don't know if it's $100, $150, something like that. And it's 8 weeks that you're going to get fed every week, and plus all the education. You get a book, and you get some online access to some materials. So it well worth the price of entry. I assure you that the cost to put it on far exceeds any amounts that are paid by people to attend.
Let's move on and talk about the Trispective Speaker Series. You've got another one of these coming up. I know it's been a while since we've had one, but this is a returning event, right?
It is. We started this event pre-pandemic, and then it kind of died out a little bit during the pandemic, and we want to revive it. And basically what it is we choose a topic that is timely and people would have interest in. And then we invite three people in to give 15-minute kind of TED Talks about their experience in this particular world. And for this one, it's franchising. And what it is, what how you do it, what the pluses, what the minuses are. And for this one, we've got three people very familiar with the franchising world. Kathy Shupman, who has the Cats Hallmark here in Hayes, recently moved downtown. Obviously, Hallmark is a franchise. And then we've got Jamie Keel, who is the owner and operator of McDonald's here and in Dodge City and Russell and Colby. And not sure where all they have McDonald's operations. And lastly, we have James Younger, who's the manager of the mall, who also deals with franchises on a regular basis. So we've got three good speakers. I think anybody that has an interest in owning a franchise or would like to know more about a franchise, we would encourage them to come out and attend this. It's on September 26th in the evening. I believe it starts at 6:30. And I think it'll be great. I think these people bring a wealth of experience and knowledge of the franchise world with them, and it should be a real informative evening. So look forward to that coming up.
Yeah, and I love that you've got the diversity there because you're talking about property leasing. You're talking about it from that side of it. You're talking about a franchise restaurant entrepreneur, and they've been in the business for a very long time. That's a family business. And that's going to give a real good perspective, I think, on the franchise world.
It absolutely will. I mean, there's McDonald's was kind of the original franchise. I mean, they kind of wrote the book on franchise operations. And there are lots and lots of advantages with franchises, you know, the name recognition. They give you a business model basically to operate in. You don't have to reinvent the wheel every day. You just kind of follow their playbook. But there are some drawbacks too. They also tell you what to do and tell you what your signs have to look like and some things like that. So I think it'll be great. And Jamie is great. He's very experienced. And Kathy obviously has been at this a long time with their Hallmark business. And you're right with James, with the property ownership standpoint and leasing standpoint, it will be good.
If people want to go to that event, what's the way do they sign up?
They need to call our office or email our office, and we'll get them signed up for it.
You guys keep it easy. That's kind of the way it is for everything, right? Just
it
give
is.
You a call.
It is. All roads lead through Ernie. So we just make sure that we get word to Ernie that you're going to attend. She'll reserve a spot for you, and we'll get you a seat.
Excellent. Yeah, another one of these events that we want to talk about is the upcoming quarterly luncheon. I think the topic on this time is something we hit on pretty recently, and that's the Grove, right?
It is. On September 19th, we will have a quarterly luncheon regarding an update on the Grove project, which is the housing community center apartment complex project north of Hayes Medical Center that we're proceeding down the path on, a little slower than we would like, but we are proceeding. So it felt like it would be a good time to give everybody an update before the end of the year here. So we do open it up to the public. We do ask you to call in for a reservation because as of the last count yesterday, Ernie told me we have 51 signed up, and our room is about capacity. If we have to move location, we do have an alternative location, which would allow a larger group. But we need to have an idea of how many we're going to have. So if you're interested in coming to that event, knowing more about the Grove and kind of where we're at and where we think we're going, I would highly encourage anybody to attend, but definitely give us a call so we can reserve a spot for you, make sure you've got a chair and something to eat, because it is a quarterly luncheon and we do feed everybody.
Yeah, you know, and that's another opportunity I think that is really good for collaboration and discussion. And, you know, the information may be out there, but what other opportunity would you have to speak with community leaders in the business world, on the government side, about a project like this and get your questions asked direct or answered directly?
Definitely. We always have great attendance at these events, and you're right. They are the community leaders and people that are engaged in activities in the community every day. And so it is a great opportunity. You know, we no holds barred. You know, people have ideas, people have thoughts, complaints, whatever, about a project or whatever, we want to address them. So it's a great environment. I think we get a lot of good feedback and look forward to this one in particular, because this is a really important project for this community.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. And I wonder if you, with this as well, are still planning on doing the Zoom option in case somebody wants to just listen in.
We do plan to do the Zoom option. Some of that, if we end up changing location, we'll have to figure out the logistics of that, but we will. And we will have a Zoom option. We'll put it out there on our website, on our Facebook page, maybe a Hayes Post link of some sort we can get out there as well. Because we want to, if you can't make it down but would like to attend and hear what's going on, that would be awesome. We'd love to do that. So definitely look for that if you can't make it.
Very cool. The last event we want to hit on before we run out of time here, the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge. You've got another one of these coming up as well, right?
We do, I believe, and I don't have the date in front of me, but it's November or December. But what the YEC is, Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge, is high school kids that come in and have a competition for their business ideas. And they have a trade show booth. They make a presentation as to what their idea is. They work with the high school teachers. It's usually out of the business classes at either Hayes High, TMP. We're trying to engage Victoria and Ellis in this as well. And they compete locally for prize money. Pretty good prize money, really. I think the winner gets $600-$700. And then the winner or the top two get to go on to the state entrepreneurship challenge in Manhattan in the spring, where they can also win additional prize money and recognition. We are proud that we had the state winner several years ago. Ethan Lang was the local winner, and then he went on to the state competition in Manhattan, and he was the winner there as well. So proud alumnus that did really well in the competition, and we're looking forward to having a good turnout this year. Last year, we didn't have as many participants as we would have liked to. This year, I think we're going to have a good number of participants. And, of course, that is open to the public to come and watch. And we also try and find some judges from the public. So if anybody has an interest in being a judge or something like that, we would certainly like to hear from them on that front, because we do need three judges for those. But it's a fun event. These kids, you know, some of the ideas are really crazy. Some of them are really basic, but it's a great opportunity for these kids to make presentations and get out of their comfort zone. You know, not everybody is comfortable getting in front of people they don't know and making a presentation. And it's just a wonderful opportunity for them to do that, and goes a long ways towards this concept of creating our local environment of entrepreneurship within our community.
Yeah, and you mentioned some of the business ideas, and that's one of the things that I think is so cool with the young folks is you see this diverse group of ideas. Some of it's, you know, very basic, kind of just service-based business. There's no reinvention of anything. It's just doing the work. But then you also see these really creative and unique ideas that, you know, if launched correctly, could it turn into something big organically over the next few years?
Yeah, we've had everything from car detailing business, you know, food truck, lawn mowing business, to the manufacturing of a golf ball that you can find with your cell phone, you know, so you never lose your golf ball unless, of course, you hit it in the water. But and how practical some of these are, you don't know. But that's the range of thinking that goes on, and that's what makes it a fun event. You just don't know what they're going to come up with, and that's what entrepreneurship's all about, is new ideas, utilizing perhaps new technologies or new ways of doing things and creating a business out of it.
Absolutely. And who better to do that than the young people, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Doug, we're virtually out of time. Any other last thoughts or anything you want to hit on before we go?
Just encourage anybody to go out to our website or our Facebook page and see those events, sign up for them, and we look forward to seeing a big crowd.